Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Blog Talk Radio. That's KTC, Keys to Clarity coach Louise Crooks. Welcome on a Memorial Day. I hope you've all been having a wonderful weekend and enjoying the sunshine. Hopefully the sunshine's been coming out in your area. And certainly in New Jersey, it's a beautiful day and it reached the high 70s, so I was a very happy girl. Anyway, I wanted to just continue with you on the track of creating a solid foundation for your business today in regards to the marketing for your business and in the sale, creating the sales engine, not the sales effort. So we're going to recap just a few things that I spoke about last week with you, and then I'm going to be telling you a few things that are happening. I can't believe when I look at having prepared for the show, you know, how many things I've been doing in between the shows. So even though it didn't feel like I was very busy, when I look back, it's wow. So I look forward to sharing some of those with you. And then we'll be talking about creating more value in terms of very important piece, creating the sales engine, so having an ongoing marketing system in your business rather than just the odd sales effort in trying to get people through your door or to your event or whatever it might be in a one effort type situation, which doesn't create the sort of momentum for your business. So that'll be good. So let's just recap what we talked about last week, or rather the week before. We talked about creating a repeatable source of referrals and business versus one-time only sources. So that's the one part there. And then to do the simple stuff, create the brochures and the business cards, get someone to help you if you're not au fait with doing that kind of thing on your own. I mentioned Vistaprint as being a great resource to print business cards very cheaply, and they have a lot of logos and designs themselves. So always have those to hand. It's part of getting the word out there and getting the word about out there about you and your business, and being able to have those on hand all the time is most important. And we'll expand a little bit more on getting the word out there. We talked about networking and creating specialist groups. So that's, again, part of getting the word out there about who you are and what you do. And we will expand on that a little later. What we also talked about is your commitment to quality and service. Really important. And I would also add to that, which I think is a little mantra for me, is really it's about commitment and consistency as well. So it's commitment and consistency to keep doing what you're doing and to do it at a high level. And commitment is when you come through at a high level. People can tell when you're not committed to something. Okay. So the energy that you're creating around what you're doing is what's going to be put out there to your clients, to potential clients. And if you don't have that belief and that commitment in what you're doing, guess what they're going to be getting? So, the next piece that we mentioned is creating a marketing plan. So, the important thing to remember is that it doesn't have to be something elaborate. Just a one-page, you know, just scheduling, breaking up the months down the month, the year down into months, and then into weeks, and even get a calendar out and just figure out where you think it would be best to do events, marketing, certain things within your business, and participating in shows and things like that, business shows. So that's important. And then you can start gearing up towards really being prepared for those and creating that little system for yourself and getting into the rhythm of doing it. Because once you start doing these things, they start to come more naturally. So in the beginning, it can be tough. But if you have the right attitude and the commitment, it will come and it will come with ease. So you want to create that energy, that flow. It's all about the law of attraction, isn't it? Keeps coming back to that. So working on your business, not always in your business. So we are very conscious of being really great about what we do, and that's working in our business. But we really want to create success for our business and to have a great impact on the people around us. So it's important to be working on your business and making sure that your business is going to be doing what it's meant to be doing. You know, what it is that you're trying to create. You know, what is your vision? Looking at the vision and knowing that you're taking it to where you want it to go. So that's important. And I had mentioned the Michael Gerber book, The E-Myth Revisited. They've got a couple of workbooks and things like that as well. And they have a website. So have a look at their website too. And the last piece that I'm going to mention as part of the recap is scheduling your marketing. That is just key. And in fact, I had a wonderful indicator of how scheduling can really be very impactful on your business and your creativity. Now, that sounds kind of like an oxymoron, you know, a bit of a contradiction, creativity and scheduling. But I'd love to read you an excerpt from a book I got not this weekend, but the last weekend when I did a wonderful course in New York with Marsha Weider, the America's Dream Coach. And she has written this book called Dreams Are Whispers from Our Soul. Beautiful book. And she's put some really wonderful little gems in there about, you know, what would be helpful to us. And I wanted to read this piece around the whole idea of scheduling and creativity and how that can work together. So let me read that to you. While we are often aware of our shortcomings, we may not know what to do about them. If you are tired of getting stuck in that same old place, a personal practice can make your life easier and catapult you forward. An artist I knew complained that she never had time to paint. We both saw that although she could juggle many things at once, important things rarely got completed. I offered her this practice. 1 hour each week, 1 hour each day, complete what you are doing before you move on to something else. That means if you are checking email and the phone rings, let it roll into voicemail. She was outraged. This is going to stifle my creativity. I calmly replied, a little structure allows for more creativity. All right, I'll try it for a week, she reluctantly said. We agreed each day she would give me an update via voicemail. And here's the synopsis. Day one, I hate this, her curt message screeched. Day two, this is the wrong practice for me. Day three, I lasted 30 minutes and made some progress. Day four, I'm wondering why I don't make my needs a priority. I cried. I think we're onto something. Day five, this is amazing. I feel lighter and got so much done. Day six. I'm going to try this for another week. Week two was so streamlined that she had time left over to organize her forgotten studio. By week three, she was painting. After 3 months, she had completed more art than she had for the entire previous year. With newfound clarity, oh, my favorite word, self-confidence and self-worth, her art was also selling again. Now her assistant is managing her office, allowing her to happily be where she belongs, in her studio. All of this came about from the simple practice of focusing 1 hour a day. Identify where you get stuck or how you sabotage your dreams. Common areas include procrastination, overcommitting, negative self-talk, or not taking care of ourselves. What would you like to change or develop? What could you do differently, and how many times a day or a week would you do it? Practice being the person you dream of being, and soon it will become automatic and part of you. Be sure to celebrate your newly acquired skills. What a wonderful excerpt that is from that book that Marsha Weider wrote last year called Dreams Are Whispers from the Soul. Marsha Weider, if you haven't heard of her, I'm sure you all have. She's the America's Dream Coach, and she is all about people pursuing their dreams, their passions in life. And her surname or her last name is spelt W-I-E-D-E-R, Weider. So I recommend you having a look at that book. And I'll put the link to getting the book on my blog. So I'll make sure I do that. So an aside to that is, first of all, scheduling is really an important piece of being creative. And I think a lot of our holistic practitioners out there and coaches are creative. What they do is creative. They have creative souls, and it's important to be able to access that creativity by supporting ourselves. And by supporting ourselves, scheduling is actually an important piece from that. So what I really walked away with in regards to that was, in terms of the weekend that I did, which was Create Your Future Now with Marsha Weider, the important piece for me was actually scheduling, and I hadn't realized how important it was. I mean, I knew, as a coach, I knew it was an important piece, but it now really resonates with me because it really will allow me to get that much further in terms of what I want to do and do it brilliantly. So I recommend you all give it a try and let me know how that goes for you. So it's also important to make the most of your resources. That's another piece that I walked away with. And we talked about that before, and we'll talk about it in a moment again, about creating and elaborating and making the most of your resources. So we'll talk about that in a moment. But I just wanted to share with you, how important, again, it is to do the scheduling. And especially, as regards to being practitioners, holistic practitioners and coaches, often we are the sort of people who are dreamers, visionaries, and entrepreneurs. And those type of people do need to have that kind of structure to really create the momentum to move forward. The other piece that I took away from my experience with Create Your Future Now with Marsha was how important forgiveness is. It's something that keeps hitting me again and again. Those pebbles that the universe is throwing at me are actually getting a lot larger. And I had a really great breakthrough in the weekend around that, how important forgiveness is of yourself and of the people around you to be able to move forward. And the wonderful thing is that Marsha has agreed to participate in a project around this with me. So I'm really excited about that. And that's the wonderful thing. Again, if you are willing to dream big, you'll take the steps to make that dream come true. And so that was a piece of that for me. So I'm really excited about that. She has some great programs, so have a look at her website. And also, I wanted to share with you, aside from the weekend with Marsha, I also had a lovely evening with the NJPCA, which is the New Jersey chapter for coaches, part of the ICF chapter for coaches in New Jersey. And they had Michelle Schlubnell come and talk to us. And she is the CEO of Coach and Grow Rich. So if you have a look online, you can see that website. But so that was a really interesting evening, and I got to learn about a wonderful workshop that she's doing on marketing in New York and another one in San Francisco in June. So have a look at that if that's of interest to you. She really focuses on creating a wonderful sales process for you and really honing down that process for you. And I know that a lot of you balk at the idea or the word sales. But what's really key is the language that you're using when you're speaking to your potential clients. And by using the specific language that's tailored to the kind of person that you are and the kind of business that you have, really can create some wonderful results. So that's what I took away from that particular evening. And so I'm really tailoring some of my information and processes through the information I got from that. So have a look at that. So as you can see, I have been busy. Okay. So what I wanted to talk about is creating the resources for your business. And so we'll have a little chat about that. Now, I encourage anyone who would like to call in and ask a question, any burning questions that you have, or to log into the chat room and put your question in there. The caller number is 347-945-6963. I'm looking forward to talking to you. So leading into creating resources for your business, that's one thing, as I mentioned, that Marsha had highlighted and I had taken away with me. Although I knew how important they were, again, it's wonderful to hear it in a different way. And that's what going to these workshops is so, what's so wonderful about going to different workshops is even though you feel that you might have heard the same information from somewhere else, everyone has a different message. Everyone has a different message. And so you'll hear something differently or something will really resonate. Or you'll have a process that you haven't done before that they share with you that just really speaks to you. So just be open to the things and the opportunities that come your way. So we would want to create resources for your business. So you're creating your support team, as I'd mentioned before, or as Marsha says, your dream circle. Really get clear on using all the resources that you have within your reach. So these can be people who have specific roles and backup for your business. And these can be people who you know, who are really going to help you achieve your goal and get closer to it. So a wonderful piece of advice that was given out that I'd like to share with you is just make one simple request. One simple request of people who are close to you, whether it be family, friends, acquaintances, business partners, business relationships that you have. If in making one simple request and finding out what their strengths are, you'll be amazed at what people are willing to do to step up to help you in really creating success for you. So try it and see what happens. That's my challenge for you this coming week, is really just to step out of your comfort zone and see what happens when you ask the question around what they could do to help you. So identify the people on your team and identify their strengths, the things that they are really good at and the things that they are good at and they enjoy doing. Often we can be good at something and not necessarily enjoy it. So just know that there are people around you who are talented and gifted in what they do and that they love doing certain things. And how wonderful would it feel for them to be asked to help you in some way, firstly to be asked for your help, for their help, and secondly, to give them the opportunity to give in a way that they enjoy. Also, have a look at the people within your business. Are you investing in their strengths, not focusing on their weaknesses? You want them to complement each other, not to compete with one another. So focus on what they're really good at and enroll them in what they enjoy doing and how they can really create an impact for you. So there's a challenge for this week. Really step up into that space of asking for help. I know that for some of you it can be a challenge. But most people are very touched and excited when they're asked for help and very willing generally. Just think of what it's like for you when someone asks for your help. It's very flattering. So give that a go. So we have a few minutes left before the end of the show, and I just wanted to let you know of a few things that are happening. So the first thing is that I've been invited to speak in a teleseminar summit, which is going to be made up of a number of holistic practitioners who will be speaking about their specialties and how they help people with their special gifts and talents. And I will be speaking on a topic regarding the challenges of infertility and how I can support people in those situations. All of the speakers are going to be very interesting, and I really recommend this particular summit as a possibility to really grow as an individual from listening, and also for your business, from listening to these various talented practitioners and what they have to say. I will post a notice about this on my Blog Talk Radio blog, so you can find that on the website. And also I will post them on my two blogs, the Keys to Clarity coach.wordpress.com. That's http://// keystoclaritycoach.wordpress.com. And also the http://// lifebalanceinfertilitycoach.wordpress.com. So the information will be on there. Also, the event will be posted on the lady who's going to be hosting the event. Her name is Louise, I beg your pardon, that's me, on Lisa Rodriguez's website. She's a health counselor, and her website is www.betteryouwellness.com. If you have a look under events, I'm sure that she will be posting it there very shortly. I know it's not there right now, but it will be in the next few days. So you can have a look at either of those and just let her know if you wanted to get in contact, how you heard about this particular opportunity. And I really look forward to hearing from you in the questions and answers in that particular show, not show, teleseminar summit. I'm getting confused with my radio show now. All right. So that's the teleseminar summit, which will be a very interesting opportunity. It'll take a place over a few weeks, and you'll get an opportunity to hear from some interesting people. Next, I just wanted to remind you not to forget to firstly rate this show so that everyone out there knows, you know, what, you know, whether this is a show worth listening to. And I really hope that you feel that is the case. So it'd be great feedback for me as well as the people who log into Blog Talk Radio. And also make it one of your favorites so that you get reminders about the show on your email. Next month, I will be interviewing a holistic practitioner, and I'll let you know closer to the time through the upcoming segments who that will be and what it will be about. So I look forward to that. And that will probably take place on the 23rd of June. I can't make a promise right now because I have to have someone specifically lined up. So I won't say for definite yet, but it will be sometime next month. Okay. So another update is that I will be having another show next week rather than in 2 weeks' time, as I will be away in Thailand for the majority of June, and in support of nurturing myself, which is a really important resource, I will be having a complete break. And aside from the fact that I have no idea whether Thailand is going to have internet connections as well as great as I would like them to be. So I'm going to take a break, and so the next show will be next week on Tuesday, the 2nd of June. I beg your pardon, not Tuesday. It's going to be, let's make sure of that. Just bringing it up here. It will be, sorry, Monday, the 2nd of June. I beg your pardon. Monday is our normal day, and that's when I'll be speaking again, next Monday on the 2nd of June. And then I will be returning after my trip to Thailand on the 23rd of June, which is again a Monday. Okay. So I'd love to hear your comments on the Blog Talk Radio blog. So come into the website through the Keys to Clarity link and put some comments on the blog and let me know what you're thinking so far about the show and how that's impacting you and your life. I'd love to hear. All right, so I think we've pretty much covered everything we're going to talk about today. A few really solid messages and what I talked about today and creating your resources and scheduling. So have a think about that and let me know how that affects your week. I'd love to hear how my challenge is going to resonate with you and affect you during your next few days. So I look forward to hearing who's going to rise to the challenge. Okay, so that is it for this week, and have a wonderful rest of your Memorial Day holiday, and I really look forward to hearing and speaking to you again next week. Take care all. Bye.